You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As of midnight last night, the government has removed the requirement for vaccine mandates and vaccine passes in most areas. However, the entire country will remain under the red traffic light setting, with no regions moving to orange. This morning, I spoke to epidemiologist Rod Jackson and COVID modeller Michael Plank about the restrictions.
I'm not very comfortable with it. I think that vaccines are what has saved us to date and are going to be what's going to save us in future. And so I think it's a mistake. I think we just need to get used to vaccine passes. Look, we've got these amazing vaccines that have prevented literally millions of hospitalizations and deaths around the world. They're incredibly safe, incredibly effective. We should be embracing them. We're probably going to need them in future.
Yeah, I think this is the right time to be doing this. You know, vaccine passes were actually incredibly important as Auckland came out of the lockdown last year and over summer with Delta to keep cases really low. And so they've definitely had a big beneficial effect for us. But Omicron has changed the game a little bit. And, you know, the vaccines, although they're still really effective and really good at stopping people getting seriously ill, they're less effective as a means of stopping transmission. So vaccine passes are a lot less effective than they were a few months ago.
With flu season approaching and only 73% of eligible people boosted, how prepared is our health system to deal with this extra pressure?
Not prepared. Look, I mean, the reason why the Prime Minister didn't move us down to orange is because our hospital system is just coping. You know, it's just coping. We look like we're over the current peak of the Omicron outbreak. But we're not over the outbreak yet. We're over the peak, and so you know the hospital system is holding. But if we, you know, added flu on top of that, we've got a serious problem. And now with the borders open, we're going to get flu and other viruses coming in. So that's the other message. You know, I mean, I said embrace vaccination, and it's not just for COVID. You know, if you're eligible for the flu vaccine, go and get the flu vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, certainly this is one of the biggest concerns at the moment is that with the borders reopening and, you know, the likelihood for flu to come back in, that we could be looking at a bad flu season this winter. And, you know, coupling that with potentially still high levels of pressure on healthcare systems from COVID, that could create a really difficult winter. So getting boosted is absolutely critical because, you know, that really does slash the risk of ending up in hospital with COVID. And of course, getting flu jabs is going to be really crucial for everyone this year as well, because that will obviously reduce the risk of people getting severely ill with flu, which is also, you know, a nasty respiratory virus that's likely to be spreading this winter.
And our government has been looking at data from Australia to kind of model our COVID-19 response. They're currently facing a second wave of Omicron. How can we avoid that here?
Getting boosted. That million New Zealanders who are eligible for boosters who aren't boosted yet should go and get boosted. And we should also, you know, if you're in a crowded situation, wear a mask. They're probably the two most important things you can do. By far the most important is to make sure you're fully vaccinated, so that's boosted if you're eligible. And the second most important thing you can do is if you're in a situation inside with a lot of people, wear a mask. I think we need to make vaccination and mask wearing the new normal.
Yeah, the situation in Australia is a little bit different because they, so there's two sort of twin cousins, if you like, of the Omicron variant, which are called BA1 and BA2. And BA2 is more transmissible, and that's one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons Australia is seeing a second wave. In New Zealand, we've kind of already had a big BA2 wave. So there's less of a risk of that happening here, I think. But that said, you know, we know that immunity does wane over time. We know that we're going into winter. So there is a possibility of a second wave here, you know, potentially looks a little bit different from Australia's. But nevertheless, yeah, that could certainly happen here as well.
Finally, how effective is the traffic light system at the moment? Should we be looking at alternatives?
Look, the traffic light system at the moment is primarily designed to reduce the chance we'll have a super spreading setting. That's why, you know, with the numbers, inside numbers restricted to 200. So that is designed to prevent a super spreading situation. And that's good. We don't want any super spreading events. And so, look, I think it's reasonable. I mean, they're tweaking it all the time. The government is trying to make it easier for people. They know we're all tired. I think they made the right decision to stay at red for the whole country. We're not ready to go down to another level. The peak might have been reached. We probably have reached the peak. And I only say that because of the hospitalizations. I don't trust the case numbers at all. They don't tell us anything because they're mainly from rats, and we know that a lot of people don't even get them, and if they do get them and they're positive, they don't necessarily report them, so I don't believe the cases. Look at the hospitalization.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're probably over the peak, but we're nowhere near a end of outbreak situation yet.
Looking at what's in the traffic light system at the moment, I mean, we know that masks are really effective at reducing transmission. So, you know, I think keeping mask use going is crucial, you know, at the moment to mitigating the effects of Omicron. The other key thing, of course, is testing and isolation. So obviously we've got rats now, and making sure that rats continue to be widely available and free for people who need them so that people can get a test as soon as they develop symptoms, and then they can then have that isolation period so that they're not then spreading it to other people in the community.
That was Professor Rod Jackson and Professor Michael Plank speaking to me about the loosening of COVID-19 restrictions in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.